From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Donald Trump's team moved Thursday to clarify a statement by the president-elect on bolstering American nuclear capabilities. Trump tweeted that the U.S. must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capabilities until such time as the world, in his words, comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. Trump transition spokesman Jason Miller says Trump was talking about the need to keep nuclear weapons away from terrorists and dangerous world leaders. Trump issued his tweet at about the same time Russian President Vladimir Putin told his defense team Russia needs to strengthen its military potential of strategic nuclear forces. The Syrian army says it has recaptured the city of Aleppo following an agreement by rebel forces to withdraw. The withdrawal follows a month-long Syrian army offensive to expel the rebels. The announcement came hours after the last convoy of residents was reported leaving the city, the last of a week-long evacuation effort. The United States government remains wary of the victory, citing reports of increased violence in other parts of Syria. Egypt has asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories. The U.S. Security Council, a U.N. Security Council, had scheduled a meeting Thursday to vote on the resolution, which would also declare that existing settlements have no legal validity and are a violation of international law. Spokesman John Kirby gave the U.S. State Department's response.
What we've continued to try to do is work towards seeing a viable two-state solution realized.
That was John Kirby. President-elect Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urge the administration to veto the resolution.